BBC, Holby City, starring Rosie Marcel as Jack, Tina Hobley as Chrissy, Bob Barrett as Sasha, and Sarah Jane Potts as Eddie. All About Me, written by Nick Fisher. Previously.
Okay, so you got me. Sunil's got links to the company that provides us with implants.
They are going
to
keep one senior cardiothoracic surgeon. Keep your mouth shut. Be your name on the door.
You have a great knowledge of medicine for someone in your line of business.
It comes in very handy when you're a nurse.
You're not Mr. Levy, are you?
Thankfully not.
I'm Chantelle, by the way.
This patient, take his mask off. If you leave it on, he's going to go into respiratory arrest. Well, Hanson's a pussycat, really.
He thinks I should offer you a job, if you're interested.
Dan and Malik are fighting each other, then suddenly share a ferocious kiss.
No. No, I hadn't heard that. You're joking. Tell me you're joking. Well, then you're an idiot. This place is run by cretins.
What?
Admin have given permission to Plastics to take over the relatives room.
Oh, dear.
That's it. Cardiothoracic surgery is being pushed out of Holby in favour of boob jobs, and that's all you can muster.
Sorry, it's this disc oxygenator. I've been asked to do a talk at a symposium this afternoon on the history of heart surgery. It's really quite fascinating, you know. I used to use these one. You take the ink here, and you need a...
Can you believe this?
Michael joins Jack and Greg, looking rather smug.
I don't want to say I told you so, but...
Oh, look, you've got a new customer. Now, be cool. Don't scare him away.
Mary Claire.
This is Billy Somerville, 32, been sent up from ED. He's had bloods, cross-match and 10 milligrams of morphine. There's no sign of any hemothorax or respiratory complications, but he does have mild concussion and...
A screwdriver sticking out of his chest.
X-ray suggests that it may have punctured his heart, but he's stable.
And he's orange.
All right, do you feel any pain?
Not at all. The gear they gave me downstairs who worked a treat.
You are one lucky son of a...
In fact, you know, I don't feel nothing. You could just whip this thing out, stick a plaster over the hole and I'll be out your hair.
Well, it's not that simple. This could be serious. The screwdriver may have damaged your heart. We have to see exactly where it went in.
And now I'm not in any pain. I could probably just pull it out myself, save you the bother. If I can just get enough purchase on it...
Don't! No!
It's been a while since someone's made me breakfast in bed. Thank you.
Worth it. So, private lives all mixed up with professional. You don't mind?
Are you kidding? Playing doctors and nurses with the best-looking man in Holby.
Dan notices Malik, so gives Chrissy a lingering kiss. Malik gives him a tip of the cap, which leaves Dan looking furious. In a staff room, Eddie pops open an energy drink, then empties three painkillers into the palm of her hand before necking them. She turns to a mirror and checks her washed-out appearance, then looks concerned by her hand, which is shaking.
Is really old.
I'm coming to your 30th birthday party, young lady, and I'm going to remind you of these words, see if you like it.
Well, you like... still be alive when I'm 30.
Oh, look at this. Senior staff nurse McKee, looking good.
Oh, major wave of envy.
Well, it's not Prada, it's just another nurse's uniform.
So how good does it feel? Have a permanent position at last?
What, so you're saying now I have to sleep with you?
Oh, God. No, I didn't mean...
I'm messing, Sasha. I'm just messing.
Oh, giving it last night, were we, to celebrate?
No, never. Not the night before a new job. No, I wanted to get in early so I could work out how to streamline the triage process.
No, I know you're messing with me.
No, go look on your desk. Oh, I've got to take this, sorry.
Did I mention it's my birthday?
Only like 100 times.
Drinks tonight, whole AAU crew and my mother's famous lemon drizzle cake.
Am I still, like, in the AAU crew even though I'm just agency?
Oh, Chantelle. Of course you are.
I told you not to call me at work. Ever. And why am I still walking around my flat tripping over your stuff? Jimmy, I don't want to talk. No. No. I do not have a hangover.
Hey.
Hey.
Malik has joined Dan in a locker room.
Nice kiss. Just then, you and Chrissy. Nice to see you two also. Loved up.
Can we not do this?
Only thing lacking, I'd say, was a little chemistry. Know what I'm saying?
I mean it. Please.
Felt a bit like you're going through the motions. Because back when you kissed me, there seemed to be so much more.
Don't.
Hey, relax, man. Don't get all churned up over this. You haven't done a terrible thing. And you're not the first straight guy that's ever fell off the straight tracks by kissing a beautiful gay black man.
Just keep away from me.
Whoa, Dan. You kiss me, man. All I'm saying is, if you...
You decent in there. Sorry to break up the male bonding. I've got a patient out here who needs an ortho GS consult. So lucky man gets to see both of you. Together. Come on, now would be nice. I've got people suffering out here.
Lead the way. I'm all yours.
Don't keep us waiting.
Billy.
So how's it looking?
Just trying to work out how you're still alive.
Screwdriver's gone straight through your heart.
You could have bled out in less time than it takes to boil a kettle.
I could murder a cup of tea.
Will you excuse us?
Speaking of murder...
You consider my offer?
Oh, what, your offer to make me Queen of Darwin when eventually one day you become king?
You've read the strategic review. CT at Holby is over. They're going to fold it into St. James's and make all cardio staff redundant.
If you want my silence about plastic's dodgy conflict of interest, then I want something in writing.
Oh, come on, be serious. I can't do that. It's got to be a gentleman's agreement.
How do I know you won't stab me in the back?
My neck is on the line. You can trust me.
I'll think about it.
You do know I could hear all that, right?
Dodgy conflicts and all. You ask me.
The Yanks sound slippery.
If you ask me, you should mind your own business.
Hate being agency. It's like I'm an orphan or something, haven't got a home to go to. Every job's like being fostered out to a new family.
Let me guess, after a couple of weeks, they don't want you, right?
Exactly.
Can't imagine why. Give yourself a break, you're just starting out.
I want to be like you. Proper job, proper contract. You're so sorted.
I want the name of the person in charge. It's not good enough. I expressly told the operator, do not let your driver ring my intercom. Rang the wrong buzzer, parked in the wrong place, driver reeked of cigarette smoke and was insolent.
Nurseline, could you put Miss Breed in bed 4, please?
At last, someone who knows how to pronounce my name.
Eddie is looking preoccupied.
You've seen a ghost.
Our eyesight must have gone.
Whose?
Oh, nothing, no one.
She looks a bit grumpy. What's she got?
Diverticulitis.
A raw, gnawing pain in her bowel. That's going to improve her mood.
You're not joking.
See Palmer off on our lovely sweet Chantel.
That's a very important part of her nursing education.
With a hint of self-preservation.
Not in the slightest.
Jack joins Greg.
Can you feel it?
What?
A change in air pressure. The vacuum created out here with a massive sucking up going on in there.
Very good, gentlemen. Very, very interesting.
Are any of the rumours true?
Well, you'll have to be a little more specific, Miss Naylor. The one about me being undead is fallacious, for example.
About proposals to close cardio at Holby.
Ah, that old chestnut.
Right, so you're saying it's not true?
Is that a statement or a question?
Does CT in Darwin at Holby have a future?
Declaration!
Oh, sorry. It's been so long since I've used a disc oxygenator, I can't remember how to prime the inlet. Sorry.
Does CT on Darwin have a future? On current form, under current leadership? No.
Could you be more cryptic?
Cardiothoracics is a dying speciality. new techniques of reduced demand. Plastics, on the other hand, has a focused mission and an immaculate financial model which promises to accelerate Holby's Foundation Trust status.
Yes, I get that it's changing, but where does it end?
Well, you tell me, Miss Naylor. If some bright young CT surgeon delivered some magical notion of how cardio could once again play a key role in this hospital's life, I'm sure we'd fate her as a saviour of CT.
I see.
Show me some magic, Miss Naylor. Show me the magic.
Mr. Selby, this is Mr. Malik.
Can I call you Kevin?
Not unless you want to fight. Call me Polly.
Polly?
Everyone does, except me mum. But she thought up Kevin, so let her suffer it on her lips.
You're going to be looked after by two doctors today, Polly. Mr. Malik and our orthopaedic consultant, Mr. Hamilton.
Two doctors for the price of one. If I hadn't fallen out of a tree and broken my arse, I'd think this was my lucky day.
Right, I want bloods. Group and cross-match, use and ease, urinalysis, and keep a close eye on his BP. According to your notes in your ED file, it says you've possibly damaged your spine.
If you don't mind me saying, you're a little old to be climbing trees.
The things we do for love.
Notes, please.
So what were you doing climbing trees?
Trying to make a point. Extremely painful one as it happens.
Crux of the matter here is not just possible bone fractures. And bone is not my speciality. I'm general surgery.
Squidgy bits.
Squidgy bits is me, exactly. Dr. Dan here is all bone. So what I'm interested in is what you might have done to your internal organs.
I do know my heart is broken.
Keep him immobilised, get onto radiology, full set of x-rays. Page me when there's something to see.
Excuse me. Oi, what's your problem?
That's very funny indeed. Set me up with the campus queen of a patient just to watch me squirm.
Oh, come on, Dan, I'm all for seeing you squirm, but set you up, please. He's gay, he's hurt his spine, even I can't arrange that.
Just keep out of my way today, okay? Can you arrange that?
Yep, I'm still on hold. Like I've been holding for the last 10 minutes. Oh, no, don't put me back on hold. Oh, crap.
Bloating, wind, constipation, diarrhoea, what does that say to you?
Oh, I don't know. Holiday in Thailand.
I beg your pardon. Diverticular disease. I have suffered 9 times before, and I might add suffered much medical incompetence. Why is there no water by my bed?
Oh, want me to get you a jug?
Nursing procedure and protocol, section 4, paragraph 2, hydration management. Fluid management, dehydration and overhydration must be treated appropriately.
Blimey, swallowed a handbook or what? Let me get you tucked up and I'll go get you some water.
You're wearing a ring. Jewellery of any kind introduces health and safety risk. Stones in jewellery harbour microorganisms, may become dislodged and cause damage to patients.
Is there anyone you want to inform that you're here?
Oh, God, yes, absolutely. I'll give you a number and I want you to ask to speak to Geoffrey, my partner. Well, ex.
I can get you a phone.
No. I'm not actually allowed to ring. Sort of restraining court order thing, but you can.
Oh, I don't
make
know.
Make it sound really good. Life or death. Huge hospital drama. Not sure if he'll make it through the night, sort of thing.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
Dan comes out of the lift.
Funny thing, love, isn't it? What it makes some people do.
You call that love?
Chrissy looks troubled.
Sorry, do either of you know how to stream an archive video link?
Elliot, there's kids in the hospital crush that know how to stream video.
Well, perhaps you might be able to help me then. I've got this luncheon talk on my contribution to...
Jack moves away and spies on Michael and Sunil, who are playing with a piece of high-tech equipment. Sunil notices her standing in the doorway.
Come, young Jedi. Come over from the dark side into the light.
What is that?
It's facial nerve monitor. Maps the contours of the nerves and identifies injurious stimuli.
So, no more nerve damage in theater, hence, no more lopsided smiles afterwards.
How can your department afford to upgrade equipment now? CT's being stretched over a barrel.
Plastics is the future. Not just in what we do, but the way we're structured financially.
Come, sample the succulent fruits of progressive medicine.
Jack's curiosity overcomes her.
See what I mean, Jack? Cardio's history.
I've just had a phone call from Sahira. Sorry, Miss Shah.
Oh, don't tell me she's got a sick toddler and a problem with the nanny.
She's in an ambulance 5 minutes away with an emergency patient.
Security guard collapsed outside a supermarket, suspected cardiac tamponade. She's doing compressions, but output is critical. He'll need an emergency pericardiotomy on arrival.
The ambulance Zahira is in goes over a bump just as she's about to make an incision.
She wants us to meet her with an anaesthetist, put him on monitor and lines.
And a pump on standby in theatre. She's already kept him alive for 15 minutes.
OK, I'll page anaesthetics and bring the portable monitor. You book the pump, but get down there now. I'm sorry. I've got a date with history.
Wow. I do not miss all that medical drama, do you?
No. Not at all.
She's drinking water like a haddock and her blood pressure's dropping. Do you think I should grab Mr. Levy to look at her now?
He's on his rounds, he'll get to her.
Yeah, I know, but
sometimes, Chantelle, what makes the difference between an OK agency nurse and a really good staff nurse's initiative?
Yeah.
Thinking on your feet. So a word of advice about your patient today. Whatever Barbara Breed thinks she's got or wants or needs, you just do it.
Yeah?
Yeah. And to my knowledge, she's never made a wrong call in 40 years of nursing.
What? So you know her?
Yeah. Buzzard Freed.
Buzzard?
Mm. She was a clinical placement tutor at St. Thomas's and a proper bitch on wheels. Nothing was ever good enough. You know, she used to make students strip and remake beds till their fingers bled.
Oh, and you were one of them?
No. No, missed her by a year. She got promoted to policy committee and stopped training. But her reputation was a legend.
Why Buzzard?
Eyes like a hawk. Preyed on the weak. Think you can handle it?
Definitely. Of course I can. If I'm ever going to be staff, got to deal with all sorts, right?
Yeah.
Zahira's ambulance has arrived.
Patient has acute cardiac tamponade, became unresponsive en route, had to perform an emergency pericardiotomy.
Right, Greg, wound treatment and full diagnostic follow-up.
Can I get some help? I'm plugging the hole in his heart with my finger.
I've got it.
Okay, theatre two is prepped.
Oh, God. That was just amazing. All right, theatre one, I need you to assist me.
Yes, but what about
no,
my patient?
Theatre one, now. I love my job.
Unzipped each of his scatter cushions, which I sourced, I'll have you know. Inserted handful of prawns in each, and zipped them back up again.
Oh, you minx.
Thank you. With the central heating turned up, his lounge smelt like Billingsgate on a bad day.
No wonder he put a restraining order on you.
I so wanted revenge. Well, you can understand that. Geoffrey had the best years of my life. Gave him everything.
Yeah, that's hard.
Made us a beautiful home together. Held his hand and mopped his brow through all his work dramas, and believe me, there were many.
And he still left you.
Oh, bless him, he didn't have the balls. Cheated on me behind my back. Silly idiot, never deleted his text messages. He fell for his secretary. How cliched. Some buff little twink, less than half his age.
Hey, Mr. Hamilton's still not showed with those x-rays. Right. I really want to send you for a scan now. Assess any internal bleeding just as soon as Mr. Hamilton checks the x-rays.
There's something up with him today. Do you know what it is?
Not a clue. Oh, you're kidding me.
What?
Dan's only gone and sent us his baby registrar.
Mr. Malik, Dr. Yule, my pager tells me you need rescuing by the bone squad.
Yes, if I hadn't been there outside the supermarket at that very moment, he would have died.
Oh, the God complex. Tailors suffer bad eyesight. Cardiac surgeons suffer megalomania.
You're not getting it. Me, a cardiac specialist at the scene.
You went in for nappies and you came out with a scalp to go under your belt. Look, we need to focus. We need to get the screwdriver out of the man's chest without killing him.
How come he's not dead already?
Beats me. Didn't kill him going in.
Yeah, but once we pull it out... Right. OK, great, let's go. And actually, it was Hommis, not Lapis. You do get it. You understand what I'm saying, right, Jack? Out there, we could be saving lives.
What, at the supermarket? What do you suggest we do? Erect a kiosk next to the photo booth?
Yeah, why not? It'd be like a mobile cardiac trauma unit.
Now, I'm no bone expert, but if you was to ask me, I'd say that is a fracture.
Absolutely, Dr. Malik. Fracture to L4. Top marks?
Top marks? What the... I'm not trying to pass an ortho exam here. I'm... Look,
The long and short is this patient needs an abdo CT scan now.
I concur.
Oh, you do, do you? Good, because you know, and I know, that if this is a fracture, you ain't qualified to go anywhere near it in an operating theatre. Agreed?
I concur.
Only down a man can do spine. But what you don't know, because you're just an orthopodic bone bodger, is that every minute you spend scratching your head and your boss avoids me means more internal bleeding and more organ damage.
I can...
Don't say it. Just hush your mouth, go get your boss, and tell him to get his lazy, work-shy ass on this case now.
In surgery.
Okay, I'm pulling. Be my eyes. There's such a low survival rate for cardiac trauma. Every moment, every second counts. How are we doing? Keep it going. Gentle. 14 centimetres. 12. Going past the aorta. See, the problem with cardiacs today is it's in the wrong place.
In a hospital.
Aorta's good. Slow down.
Can't go any slower.
Sahira watches on a magnified screen as Jack withdraws the entire length of the screwdriver.
Dish. What can you see? Nothing. Not even a graze.
It's missed everything.
See, what I'm saying is if we had ambulances specially equipped to deal with cardiac trauma, we could use the crucial time on the way to the hospital to make a real difference.
Show me the magic.
Well, perhaps we should suggest it to Hanson. It might be the leg up that cardiac needs. He might jump at it.
Or he might think it's a dumb idea. Money, manpower.
You think?
You're the one with history. Why don't you suggest it?
She keeps insisting I order an ultrasound.
My blood show an elevated white cell count, so I'll need IV fluids and you need to book an ultrasound.
I've already said I can't do that.
Yes, you can. You're not supposed to, but nurses do it all the time.
Oh, we need Miss Levy's permission.
He'll tell you exactly what I'm telling you. Book an ultrasound, which will confirm the diverticula on my colon have swollen to the size of dessert grapes. You don't need some idiotic doctor.
So, how are we doing here?
She wants an ultrasound.
Miss Breed, may I? So, where does it hurt?
There. And before you ask, it's hurt for exactly 15 hours.
Urine microscopy, FBC, LFTs, IV fluids and half hourly ops, please.
And an ultrasound.
Well, let's just wait and see what the test shows first.
You, I know you. Never forget a face. Where did you train?
You wouldn't know it.
McKee. Something McKee.
Eddie.
That's right. Bright girl. Always in trouble with senior tutor. Boys and alcohol, inappropriate behaviour, could have got a distinction, barely scraped with a pass. Very disappointing.
Right, I just need you to sit up.
Eddie?
In a perfect world, I'd really rather you hadn't heard that. But just for the record, it was one boy. Oh, maybe it was two. And I resat, and I got a distinction. And my senior tutor was a complete sleazebag. That didn't make things any better, did it?
I'm not interested in your past. I'm interested in your future. What are you going to do here, on my ward?
Yeah, you're right. I'm the one with the history. He brought me here. He wants me to work for Holby, to take initiative, to suggest new dynamics for cardiothoracics, and that's a good thing, right?
Only one way to find out.
Yeah.
Michael joins Jack.
What's little Miss Sunshine selling?
How do you mean?
She's selling him something. You can tell by the body language.
Oh, and you're an expert.
On human manipulation? He wants something from her, that's for sure.
Hanson, no way. All his blood's used up in his brain.
Something's going on.
Right, bed 7.
Who's that?
Security guard. He nearly died too, so you'd be good company for each other.
Billy turns his orange paint-streaked face away.
Who is your top GS consultant?
Miss Hanson.
Henrik Hanson. I've heard of him. Good. Get him down here now.
Mr. Leave is your doctor.
Idiotic flouncer, all wet smiles and warm hands. That man is a plodder. I've seen 1,000 of them.
I can assure you, all you need is...
Don't tell me what I need. You know nothing. You're still the same mess you always wear, probably still letting your grubby private life leach into your work.
I've got you another pillow. Let's see if we can get you a bit more comfy.
I'm going to report you all to Sir Fraser Anderson, the chief executive of the Strategic Health Authority, whom I know personally, unless you get me Mr. Hansen.
I can't do that. I'm not qualified to.
And in my complaint, I will make it crystal clear that you personally are the reason I complained about the entire AAU team.
That's not fair.
Unless you get me Mr. Hansen, like Nurse McKee said you would.
So what exactly did Hansen say? He loved the idea, just like you said. Thought the men in suits would see it as an ingenious usage of fixed assets.
Ingenious?
Yeah, I told him that we'd need to have a fixed number of beds in Darwin, ring-fenced for cardiac trauma work.
That'd stop plastics taking over our beds. Beautiful.
Exactly.
Sorry to interrupt, but Billy Orange keeps asking for you. He says he wants his own room now.
Well, I want my own swimming pool, but that's not going to happen.
That's what I told him. But he keeps saying that I'm just to ask you.
Why would I care? Right, so where did you leave it with Hansen?
He said I need a consultant to back me up.
A consultant?
Which is why I wanted Elliot to hear the details. Where is he?
So you need a cardiac consultant?
Yes.
Where are we going?
To look at your future. Cardiothoracic surgical consultant, Elliot Hope. Hansen hates him.
He's the most famous heart man in Holby.
So? Hansen hates him. Ever since he stuck his size 11 calfskin leather brogue through that door, Hansen has wanted rid of Hope. Look at him. You think that's who he wants as the chief consultant on the cardiac trauma unit?
Well, who else is there?
You're messing with me, right? You need me.
You mean you need me? You've only just been made consultant.
And what's the alternative? Great Uncle Bulgaria?
How do I know I can trust you?
It's still your project. I'm the rubber stamp that gets you past the bureaucracy.
Right, so when Holby's groundbreaking cardio trauma unit becomes the model for a rollout of similar units through the NHS and you're the credited consultant, where does that leave me?
Second in command.
As long as you're number one.
As long as I'm number one, I don't care what you call yourself.
At least we both know where we stand.
I've labelled routine bloods, written the forms and arranged for collection. You don't need to liaise with a lab anymore.
That's exactly the sort of news I want to hear.
No water, hair down.
Oh, crap.
Wearing jewellery. Registrar was rude, sloppy, sat on the bed, didn't use hand wash. Senior nurse was sullen, with no control over her staff. And now look, bringing hot drinks onto a surgical ward. Section 4, paragraph 4. Breaks for refreshment will start in a defined window and must be taken in an appropriate area.
Rest assured, your comments are noted and will be dealt with utmost expediency. Mr. Levy, please.
Why is Hansen here?
I called him.
What?
She said you said that I should call Mr. Hansen. Oh, I'm sorry, but I really don't think she's just got diverticular disease. The stats are all higgledy-piggledy. I tried to tell you. Mr. Levy!
Oh, this...
Her blood pressure's dropping. She's been guzzling water and her pulse is banging at 150. I don't know what to do.
Well, this is not diverticular disease. I would suggest her appendix is ruptured and she's developing peritonitis. Book her a theatre. Mr. Levy, Nurse McKee, will you join me, please?
No, I really can't.
Eddie looks shell-shocked.
Miss Naylor, Billy Orange says people keep pointing and laughing because he's still covered in orange paint.
And whose fault is that?
Honestly, we can't shift it. I've tried everything.
Why are you bothering me with this?
Because he keeps saying that I'm to tell you personally that you and him have got some kind of understanding.
Jack looks puzzled. Eddie pops a couple more painkillers, washing them down with energy drink before heading out of the locker room. Jimmy is waiting for her.
Hey, I was just looking for you.
What are you doing here?
I got called in. Thought we could grab a coffee. We need to talk.
Why, are you pregnant? Look, not right now, Jimmy.
You can't just keep walking away, Ed.
I'm working.
Nurse McKee, we need to get prepped now. We don't want to keep Mr. Hanson waiting.
I'm at work, all right? All of this can wait.
And you promised me this wouldn't happen again. It'd be nice to finish at least one shift without a visit from Jimmy.
I don't understand your problem.
Well, I'm bright orange, Anna. People look at me.
Who?
I'm comfortable about me colour.
So you think I should move you to a single room?
There's got to be some tiny sidewall thing tucked away.
What are you afraid of?
Nothing. It'd be daft. So when's he going to wake up?
Any time, hopefully.
Nah, I want to hurry.
That's not happening.
Look, Doctor, I'm not this sort of guy, all right? I'm really not. But if I was, I might be saying that what I heard in the scanner room, between you and the slippery yank, you know, dodgy contracts and all that, was something you probably don't want your boss to know about. Am I right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
But I see it. Not talking, am I? If I was that kind of guy, I might be talking to the lanky geezer with the glasses. You know what I'm saying?
Nurse, HDU is empty, isn't it?
Yes.
Jack narrows her eyes and gives Billy a sarcastic smile. Malik to Dan.
Maybe you're overreacting? Send in your registrar.
Patient's got a bad L4 fracture and showing increased neurological deficit. Don't tell me what I am.
Well, I think Chris is a bit confused by your mood, too.
Could be nerve damage, compression, or an unstable fracture. I need to get him into theatre ASAP. Leave her out of this.
But this could be a hematoma. There's a bleed in there somewhere.
If it is a hematoma, and I stress, if it's a very small one, and in my opinion, no surgical consequence.
Your opinion? Your orthopaedic consultant don't know jack about organs' opinion.
Waiting could compromise.
In my world, you've already compromised him by time wasting. By your, I'm not going to work with a scary gay black man stuff. He could lose a kidney because of
if
you.
If I don't get him into theatre and decompress his cord, he could end up paralysed.
What I'm saying is wait. Let me see what the bleed is first. All right, wait, what if we do the operation? Both operations together.
No.
That way I can assess the bleed, remove the hematoma while you repair the fracture and prevent nerve damage.
Together. Fine, but this is my operation. I lead. Your team is assist.
Malik averts his gaze as he nods his assent.
What's the cardiac trauma unit?
Why? What do you care?
Every cardiac dork in Darwin is talking about CTU, CTU, like it's the best thing since Velcro.
Something Sahara's cooked up.
Ah, who the cardiac Muppets are also talking about as though she were the next Messiah.
They get easily excited.
What is it?
Bid to launch mobile cardiac ambulances and in-house specialist trauma facilities, blah, blah, blah.
That's it?
She doesn't exactly confide. We're not Facebook friends.
You being straight?
Are you worried I'm going to get into bed with the princess and then freeze you out?
We have a deal.
No, we don't. I asked for something in writing and you said no.
How many times do I have to say this? When plastics takes over Darwin and cardio is pushed out the door, you will be the only CT consultant left in the building.
You can't guarantee that.
I can guarantee that plastics is going to need a CT surgeon and the hospital is only going to pay for one, ergo.
Ergo, nothing. If CT shuts down...
When CT is shut down?
You could just shrug your Armani-suited shoulders and say, I'm sorry, Jack, I tried, but no can do.
You will be the only CT physician on Darwin. You will get all private chest work. You get...
Yeah. I want a contract. Guaranteeing all crossover procedures, ring-fence theatre time and pick of private referrals. Oh, and the word consultant in big, bold letters at the top of it.
All right, I can maybe stretch...
And I want something in writing today.
That's not going to happen.
Or else I might start listening to the dorks. Word is they need a consultant to head up the new CT unit.
So what I intend to do, Mr. Selby, once we get you into theatre, is pop you on your stomach so I can work on your back.
No way. We can't do the posterior approach if we're going to properly check the hematoma. We're going to keep you on your back and make the incision in your front.
Back?
Front.
Excuse us. If you think I'm going to dig all the way through this guy, past bowel and intestines, to get to his spine...
It's the only way I can assess his bleed.
Going in through the front significantly increases the risk of arterial damage.
Sorry, Polly.
What's your problem? Oh, don't be. Two young men fighting over my body. What's to be sorry about? Bet you've had some men fighting over you in your day, eh? A young buck's rutting over a doe-eyed fawn.
Yeah, something like that.
Consultant, registrar, get that into your thick skull.
You got issues, forget it.
is going on?
He's so arrogant, so up himself. Listen to the Malik knows what he's talking about. Honestly, why are gays so bloody...
What?
Well, you know, in your face about everything.
I don't like you very much today. What happened to that sweet man I woke up with this morning?
I think we should just go to his office now. After I've sorted out this chest drain. What is the hurry?
Strike while the iron's hot. A hungry fish is the easiest fish to catch.
Have you started making bumper stickers?
Look, I know Henrik, and sometimes it's better not to let him dwell. Right, we have to show a united front. My idea, my passion, you as the steady, talented consultant hand on the tiller, right?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Simple pitch, we list the top three salients and assure him that we are a mutually supportive team.
So you're wheeling and dealing with this doctor now too?
Certainly a lot better looking than the Yank.
X-ray, please. Why don't you just write me a script?
Sorry, I'm just trying to be efficient. I think this could be amazing. I think it could really work. Oh, and another thought. If the cardiac trauma unit had a mobile theatre and diagnostics, well, then patients wouldn't even have to be admitted to ED or AAU. It would save those departments a fortune. More bed space, less cost.
But I won't mention those savings just yet. It'll save massive expenditure on ED and AAU as they won't require cardiac diagnostics. More bed space, less cost.
And CTU will be able to handle penetrating thoracic injuries, blunt trauma, pleural effusion, hemopneumothoraxes.
It'll save hundreds, if not thousands, of lives every year.
And bridge the gap between the emergency itself and the interventional...
Holby will be a pioneering flag bearer of future CT surgery.
Well, the idea suggests much potential. I'd like to read a feasibility study first, please.
Of course.
Sorry, sis, I didn't really see you two as quite such a creative team.
I've been watching Michelle closely since she arrived at Holby.
And what do you see?
A very bright future.
In theatre.
Grasper, please. Thank you. So, Nurse McKee, today is your first day with us on substantive contract.
Yeah.
So, nursing errors stop with you, including agency hiring?
Yes.
How much longer will Nurse Lane remain with us?
I don't know. I'd have to check, I think.
Miss Neely.
I do hope you don't intend to take that now.
Tell them it's urgent.
All right, put it on speaker. Hello, who's this?
Sashi!
Oh, no.
Sashi, baby! It's
Mama! Mum, not now!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
Sasha looks mortified.
Happy birthday!
Kill it! Kill it!
Sashi! Happy birthday to you!
Stapler.
Birthdays are a... big deal in Marlevy's life.
Who, please, was responsible for patching that call through to theatre during procedure?
As soon as I'd done it, I thought, Chantal, you're such a twonk.
What on earth possessed you?
She said she was Mr. Levy's mother and that I should do what she says. You do, don't you? Your boss's mum tells you to do something, you do it.
But patching a call into theatre?
When I worked Saturdays at the supermarket, we always sang Happy Birthday over the tannoy. I'm never getting booked here again, am I? And I love it here. It's that Barbara's fault. She dobbed me into Mr. Hanson. She was going to dob us all in.
Well, it was my fault.
What?
Look, she's my past, OK? She's my problem. I shouldn't have dumped her on you.
Eddie walks up to Hanson.
Yes?
I'm not going to stop hiring her, Mr. Hanson. I'm giving her a 3-month renewal. Look, she's only 21 and she's a good nurse.
Pray tell me what makes her a good nurse. I mean, all I've heard so far is a litany of complaints. And whilst I was in theatre, she was responsible for broadcasting.
If she hadn't called you down, okay, if you hadn't been here because she called you, what could have happened with the peritonitis?
Could have been very serious.
And I didn't call you. Mr. Levy didn't call you. She did. OK? She called you because she thought you were the best surgeon to deal with a critical GS situation. She went straight to the top.
Am I supposed to feel flattered?
Am I supposed to punish a nurse for saving a patient?
Polly to Chrissy.
What did you say on the message exactly?
I said you were going into theatre for a serious operation.
You said serious. You stressed serious.
Yes.
And he still didn't ring back.
It appears not, no.
Then I'm not having the operation. It's simple as that. I'm not having it. If he can't be bothered...
Polly, I stress serious because it is. This is very serious. Your injury...
I'm not going in until Geoffrey calls.
Chrissy and Dan look at Malik.
Don't look at me. Your lead. I'm just assist.
I don't think you can change my mind because you can't. I'd rather be paralysed than go into an operation without speaking to Geoffrey.
You really need to be in theatre right now, or you could suffer irreparable damage.
We've been together for 22 years, and I've never done anything in all that time without Geoffrey knowing, without discussing it.
I'm afraid you're out of time.
If I went to the video store to rent a film, I'd call him, read out the blurb on the back, and we'd decide, yes or no, together.
What can I say? I don't think he's coming.
All those years just chucked away for some cheesy highlights and a six-pack.
You know the perfect revenge?
Bonnet boiling?
Live your life well. That's what they say. You don't want your ex to see you in pieces. You want him to see you over him, living your life. Believe me, I've been engaged twice. Reception booked, honeymoon planned, both times ended in tears. You know what really hurt the most once all the dust had settled? Seeing my exes happy. Going on to live a happy life in which I would play absolutely no part. Like I never existed.
Really?
Your bloke's not going to be sorry he left you if you turn into some emotional basket case. But if he sees you living your life well, happy, how's he going to feel then?
Gutted? I hope. Okay. Wheel me in. Do your worst.
Malik ponders Dan's heartfelt words. Mary Claire to Jack.
Right. The orange agent only wants me to send out for Chinese now. Won't eat hospital slop. Why is it he thinks he's so special? Oh, and the police are here, you know. They want to talk to the security guard.
Oh. What exactly do we know about Billy Somerville?
Well, I tried to pull up his notes on the computer, and there's nothing.
Never been ill? Nothing in his file?
As far as the database is concerned, he doesn't exist.
GP?
Can't remember their name.
And the paint?
Tried everything, honestly. Acetate, white spirit, paint remover. It's not normal paint.
How did he get it all over his face?
Who knows? You were fantastic. You stood up to him like a gladiator. Oh, how do you do that and not get freaked out?
Well, just think about him naked. Or on the toilet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you? Like what? Having a number two? No.
Okay, but still, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, no, we don't hug. No hugging, never. We do our jobs. We're professionals. Professional nurses who don't hug. No hugging.
Right.
So I just need your permission to interview the security guard. You know, when he's fully conscious, obviously.
So there was a robbery?
More of a grab, really. When the security guard collapsed outside the superstore.
Armed robbery?
No, just an opportunist. When the guard was having his heart attack thing, some chancer grabbed a cash box and legged it.
Any idea who did the grabbing?
There's some CCTV footage we're looking at. He jumped into his mate's car, so he'll turn up.
How do you know?
All the transit cash boxes are armed with explosive security dye bags.
Dye bags?
Mm. If they try and leave it open while the car's moving, boom.
Dye everywhere.
Yeah, looks like paint, only it doesn't come off. That way, even we can spot the bad guys.
Yeah. What colour?
You bitch.
Oh, come on. What did you think? I was going to help smuggle you to Panama.
Yeah, it's Billy Bugler, Sarge. Gave the name Billy Somerville. Looks like he's done 10 rounds with the tango, man.
Colour really suits you.
Yeah, but I know all about you and the Yank. Trying to diddle the NHS.
You know nothing.
Bang to rights, no question. If we do the rounds on his known acquaintances, we're bound to turn up a smash motor and probably another orange perp.
You really plan this one well, eh?
Yeah, I'll read him his rights.
I'll tell the old Bill.
What?
Pratt went and skewered himself like a kebab.
But you and the Yank doctor, you're...
You don't know anything. And who do you think they're really going to believe, anyway? An eminent cardiac consultant or a man who looks like a walking kumquat?
I hope the Yank screws you up good and proper.
Very impressive. What you did with Putty. There's me thinking orthopedics were just power tools and wham bam. Thank you, man.
I'm trying to be funny.
No, I mean it. You handled that very sensitively.
Are we going to be stood here like spare parts for another hour?
So you know, if you'd gone in posteriorly, ignored his bleed, you'd have been repairing the spine of a dead man.
You're calling my judgment?
I'm just trying to point out that your stuff, letting personal get in the way of professional, it could have killed this patient, Dan.
You're going to repair that bleed and get out of my way?
Well, to sort out this bleed, I need to remove the kidney.
There isn't time. I need to expose the lumbar vertebrae, so we have to share the space, which means you keep out of my way. Give me a retractor.
Malik strides round to the other side of Polly.
Excuse me.
The two men both plunge their hands into an incision.
Nailer. I'm just gonna say right from the top, this goes against my better judgment.
Oh, a contract.
A letter of intent. Sign it.
What's the rush all of a sudden?
I don't like the rumors. Word is that Hansen is actually supporting Zahira's cardiac trauma thingy.
Well, you said yourself maybe we shouldn't have anything in writing.
Sign it.
With plastics being a bit...
Sign.
Well, it says here you'll give me a limited CT unit and negotiated theatre slots.
You will be the only CT physician.
Make that a proper CT setup with protected slots and I might just consider it.
Fine.
And I want 4 dedicated beds, a registrar, 2 house officers, a ward sister, 6 nurses, complete autonomy, and I might just accept it.
I am this far from telling you to get lost. Now, I know you're trying to play hardball and you think that you've got something really bad on me. But what you really got, Jack, is Jack all.
I've been looking for you everywhere. I've done some preliminary research on the feasibility study and I wanted to run some figures past you.
Can we talk about this in my office later, please? Mr. Spence just needs me to sign some paperwork. Sure.
Feasibility study.
For her CTU pitch.
You are helping her bid against plastics for funding.
Actually, I'm her nominated consultant.
You're playing me.
If the CTU pitch is a threat to plastics, then it makes it a lot easier for us to know exactly what CTU are up to.
You're a mole.
That way, I know exactly how and when to sabotage it.
So, your plan is to make her think that you are part of her bid.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Tying off renal artery.
Mobilizing the peritoneum to expose lumbar spine.
Scissors. Preparing to remove the kidney.
Lumbar exposed. Suction.
Removing kidney.
I don't believe it, you idiot.
What'd you call me? Clamp. Suction.
How the hell am I supposed to work in there now? It's like an abattoir.
Well, if you hadn't been pushing in.
Clean that up. You get that bleeding stent and keep out of my way. Oh. No, sorry, unless, of course, you like to slice through the inferior mesenteric artery while you're in there and finish the job. I told you, I'm in charge. Do your job to the best of your ability or get out of my theatre now.
If you ever disrespect me like that again, I will bust your car, you understand me?
Now, your answer to everything, violence.
When it comes to jumped-up little white boy consultants who put my patients at risk...
Yes!
Violence does the job. What? No kiss?
Look at you.
You think you're the only straight guy I've ever kissed? Think again. You're such a cliche, man. You rugger-bugger types who are the same.
Like you know anything about me.
I'll tell you what I do know. I know the person who's going to get hurt by you the most. It's Chrissy.
Leave her out of this.
Me? I'm big and ugly. But I know what you are. She doesn't. It's gonna come as a nasty big shock.
He's the one I really feel sorry for.
Malik walks away, and an enraged Dan slams his elbow against a locker. Barbara has come round.
Did Henrik Hansen operate on me?
Mr. Hansen removed your appendix.
Good. They say he's very talented.
The only reason he operated on you was because Nurse Lane urgently requested him. So you could say she saved your life.
Oh. Am I supposed to say thank you?
You've bullied all the nurses you're ever going to bully. And now you're here. On my ward. On my watch. At the mercy of one of those very same nurses.
I want to speak to whoever's in charge.
Sure. That would be me. See, the difference between you and me is that I made mistakes. You know, I messed up and I am trying to change. But you, Barbara, you'll never change. You'll always be a miserable cow. You give any more of my nurses a hard time, and peritonitis will feel like a picnic in the park.
Did someone drive a truck over me?
You had a very, very close call. One of your kidneys was so badly damaged, they had to remove it.
Ooh, one way to lose weight. Did Jeffrey call? No, no. Don't answer that. To me, Jeffrey's history. It's like Consultant Dan said. Best revenge to live your life well.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Not just dishy, wise too.
Hands off. He's my dishy, Dan.
Yours? Really? Right. I thought, I assumed that two engagements, no strike, you'd finally got the message.
What message?
Nothing. I'm sorry. My radar must be off whack. Life is full of little surprises.
Sasha puts the lid on a cake in a tin, then heads out of his office. He sees Eddie standing at the nurse's station.
You coming?
No. No, I shouldn't. Look, I'm sorry. It won't always be this way. I will make you glad that you hired me.
Well, you stood up to Hansen. You certainly got balls. And I must say, I do like my nurses to have... Sorry, that's really not going to go where I want it to go. We good?
I'm good.
Come for one. Just one.
Okay. Hey, birthday boy.
Right, Albie's now. I'm buying. Oh, the Malik. Just follow the vibe. I'm buying.
Come on. You're coming. Come on. Turn it up.
Okay. I'm coming.
Love working with white boys. We're a tight team, aren't we?
Dan glowers. Eddie sees Jimmy in the corridor.
You're still here. Look, when I said we'd talk later, I meant later at home, not come start me at work. I'm going for a drink.
Hey, I'm not stalking you. I'm interviewing a crim up on Darwin.
Oh, and that's just coincidence, is it? I mean, what did you do, Jimmy? Volunteer so you could keep tabs on me?
No. So when can we talk?
You know what? We don't need to. You've still got your key?
Yeah?
Then use it, please. Take your stuff out today and put it through the letterbox when you're done.
And that's it, is it? Just clear my stuff out and you go and get legless again. End of story.
This is my job now. And I'm not going to mess it up. Not for anyone.
Eddie.
Thank you very much.
I actually do suit you.
Two presents. Wow. You're very generous. Well,
I think it's over to, yeah.
Comedy boxer shorts.
Thank you very much. Well, you shouldn't have.
Not me. Miss Naylor sent it down.
Jack. Jack sent me a present.
That's it. In we go. And it won't take a minute. Thank you.
Elliot, what is this?
Well, it's a sort of celebration.
Oh, so you found your grommet thing, then?
Yes, the
O-ring diaphragm. It's fully functional.
I think Mr. Spencer's a bit threatened by our CT pitch. Good work.
You know, I really don't have time for this.
Michael?
Don't worry, everyone. I'm not about to bore you with my history of cardiology lecture, although, if I do say so myself, it was very well received. These were given to me, by way of a small thank you, by the Wellcome Foundation, and I thought I'd like to share them with my fellow Darwinians.
Okay, well, we do have to be somewhere else, don't we?
Vintage 1999 class, aren't they?
It's good.
Someone somewhere really likes this sort of stuff.
Well, never underestimate Elliot. In the cardio world, he's a legend.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention, thank you. I know that there's been a sort of divide on Darwin of late. Cardiacs versus plastics, you know, sort of pumps versus bumps. But this is not a turf war. This is our ward. Darwin is big enough for both of us. We can coexist. So I would like to propose a toast to Darwin.
To Darwin.
To Darwin.
It's a screwdriver. Oh, hang on, there's a note.
He takes off his Groucho Marx glasses.
Sorry I screwed you over. Thanks, Jack. Very useful.
Happy birthday, Sasha.
Thank you very much.
Looking good, Sasha.
Thank you very much. Thank
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to me.
Sahira told me earlier about your CTU project pitch.
Ah.
Sounds fantastic. Specialist diagnostic ambulances, mobile CT theatres. Well done.
Thanks.
Really. And I'm glad she chose you to partner her.
Are you?
I know my strengths, Jack. Thrusting ain't one of them.
Sasha phoned. Cake and candles in the bar in 10 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we all rush to the bar to give Mr. Levy the bumps, I'd like us to raise a glass to a new project, which I hope has a bright and bountiful future. To Shah and Naylor and the Cardiac Trauma Unit. Good luck, ladies.
Thank you. And can I make a quick toast, please, to my new ally, to Jack, without whose support and encouragement none of this would be happening. To Jack.
To Jack.
To Jack.
As Sahira hugs her, Jack locks eyes with Michael. They share a knowing look, and she gives him a slight nod before sipping from her glass of champagne.